to say that. פרשת השבוע היא פרשת תרומה. פרשה מתחילה, וידע בשם המויש אלי מור, דבר על בני ישראל, ויקחו לי תרומה, מייס כל איש אשר ידבנו לי בוי, תיקחו אס תרומוסי. יש פה הדגשה, there's an emphasis, יש פה הדגשה של נדיבס לייב. כתוב פה, מאיס כל איש אשר ידבנו לי בוי. וכתוב על העניין של כל נדיב לייב יביאהו. יש עניין של נדיבס לייב. מה זאת אומרת נדיבס לייב? Nedava is when a person gives a charitable donation. It's mitnadev. It's an offering. It's something that he does that's optional. He is volunteering. Aval mazeh nedivas leiv. As kanireh sheyesh po hadgasha. There's an emphasis. Shaikar. The most important thing, זה לא הסכום של הצ'ק. The most important thing is not the amount that a person writes on the check. העיקר, איך הוא נותן את זה. How is he giving it? נדיבס לב הכוונה, we're looking at how much is he putting into his donation. How much care, how much concern, how much feeling is in his nedava. The ikar is nediva slave. You should give with heart. Not give with your checkbook. Give with your heart. Ze ikar. Ve roim et ze be'or chaim hakadosh. Or chaim omer davar nifla. The pasuk says you have to give. Azman notnim. Katuv be'pasuk. You give. Zois ha-truma she-tikhu me-itom. Bakatuf. Zahav v'chesef v'nechoshet. Zahav is gold, kesef is silver, nechoshet is bronze. Gold is the most chashuf. Kimuvan, silver, bronze. Tchelet v'agaman v'tolat shani v'shesh v'izim is going down in all the levels of chashivas. Then you start speaking about the different types of materials, different types of cloths. And the most chashiv is tchelet, which we know is tchelet is the most expensive, then argaman. Tolat shani is then less expensive. It goes with this in the violet, and then the burgundy, and then afterwards the red. Vorot elim, ma'adamim, vorot tichashim, atishitim, v'shemen, and then you're just talking about oils. The last thing is avnei shoham, v'avnei miluim, la'efod v'la'choshen. Avnei shoham is precious jewels. These are precious stones. We actually know in Yerushalmi that these were priceless, worth so much money, that when they lost one of the stones, they were willing to pay hoin rav kesef, hamon kesef. So the entire giving is always going ba'adraga, from up to down. The bottom one is the most expensive. Zedavar ma'od muzai. Omer dasheni. It's something very strange, and it seems to like say, what's going on over here? The precious stones are like the bottom of the list. Doesn't make any sense. Everything was going down and down, and all of a sudden, the bottom is Avnei Shoham. Masim. As Omer Or Chaim HaKadosh, Omer, Ki Katuv B'Medrash, Ez Mitaram Et Avnei Shoham. Hanesim. Hanesim. V'Haya Katuv Chaser Yud. The name of the Nesim was written without a Yud. Because there was a Pgam in their Nedava. They said, let everyone else give, and whatever's left over, we'll take care of. Zma, as Omer, the Sefer Sichos Musa, Chaser Nediva Slev, Lo Natnu Et Zem Alev. didn't give it with their whole heart. They gave it because, okay, no one else is giving, so I'll give. A person should want to contribute. He should want to give. He should feel like it's a schus and it's an opportunity to be able to share in this big mitzvah of HaKomes HaMishkan. No one else is doing it, so then I'll pick up the tab. He says, it's choser in the diva slave. And the hachi chashuv is the lev, is the heart, not the size of the check. So even though Avnei Shoam are much more expensive, they're put on the bottom. Listen to this sipur nifla that the Sichos Musar is Rab Chaim Shmulevitz. Rab Chaim Shmulevitz aya Rosh Yeshiva Shul Shivat Mir, and his sefer is very, very interesting. I isbir lachem lama. Rab Chaim Shmulevitz, it's the sefer here, Sichos Musar. It's very interesting because it's very rare you have a Rosh Yeshiva that wrote a sefer on Musar. It's not the standard. Most Rosh Yeshiva, they wrote Svarim, and he also wrote Svarim on Shas, Kimuvan. But the Sichos Musar shel Rosh Yeshiva was like a chiddush. And Rab Chaim Shmulevitz was very much influenced by Rabbi Yochim. And Rabbi Yochim, Kilo, made a very big impression upon him. And that's where this sefer came from. Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz was learning by Rabbi Shimon Shkop, and he got invited to come to learn in the Mir. He asked his Rebbe, Rabbi Shimon, should I go to the Mir? He said, Ich shmek do a shidach. Rabbi Shimon said, I smell like there's a shidach coming. So he went to learn in the Mir, and lo and behold, he married the daughter of the Rosh the Mir, Rosh Shiva, and became himself Rosh Shiva. And while he was there, while it was by Rabbi Shimon, so there was no such thing as Musar in his life. He came to the Mir, he met Rabbi Yochim, and all of a sudden he got very involved in Musar, and he wrote the Sefer Sichos Musar. Listen to this beautiful vort. A person that knows Rabbi Yochim knows that this is a very influenced very strongly by Rabbi Yochim. The vort is as follows. Ketuv b'Gemara. Ketuv b'Gemara Moed Kotn Daf Chof Ches Omer Alef. Sipur Uvda al Rab Chia. Shlohoya Yochol Malach HaMoves Lifgoya Boy. Malach HaMoves didn't have the ability to, they wanted to take Rab Chia from this world. Lo Etzliach. He wasn't successful in getting Rab Chia to Olam HaEmes. And Rab Chia was here in this world, and there was no Pesach to get Rab Chia out of this world. So what did he do? The Malach HaMoves came up with a kuntz. Nedam Eloi Ka'oni. He made himself look like he's a pauper. And he was walking around asking for tzedakah. Ubikesh mimenu pas lechem. And he asked for him a piece of bread. V'nosan loy. Rab Chia gave him a piece of bread. Amalei malach hamoves l'Rabbi Chia. V'lo kamerachim mar a'aniyo. Ahu gavra my time lo kamerachim mar. You are willing to have mercy on a poor person. Why can't you have rachmanos on the poor malach hamoves? I'm trying to do my job. It says that Rabbi Chia went. He said, okay. And he let the Malach HaMoves take him. Back to Rabbi Chaim Shmulevitz, what is going on over here? Of course Rabbi Chia is willing to give up a piece of bread. Give up a piece of bread for a poor person, I would do. But the Malach HaMoves isn't asking for a piece of bread. The Malach HaMoves would say, you're giving him a piece of bread, give me also a piece of bread. Malach HaMoves is asking for his life. So what do you mean? If you're willing to have Rachmanis on Ani, why don't you have Rachmanis on the Malach HaMoves? Because you're asking me for my life. אז אומר רב חיים שמולבץ, אתה לא מבין איך רב חיה נתן צדוקה. רב חיה נתן צדוקה עם כל החיה שלו. He put his entire life into this צדוקה. He gave it with everything he had, with his whole neshama, he gave this piece of bread. Mamash kol kuloi. So he said, you give your neshama to this ani, give your neshama to me. Because I need it. That's the way a person's supposed to give tzedakah. A person's supposed to give tzedakah like he's feeling, he pulls and puts an entire life into it. Says, that's the pshat. It says, Avram Avinu. Achnasas orchem shal Avram Avinu. Haya davar nifla. It was like something very special. What? He gave them chem'ah v'chalav, butter, milk. And b'schuz zeh, there was zoicha to the man, there was zoicha to the bear, zoicha to... Asks Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, everyone, you know, if someone comes to your house, you're not going to give them some butter and some milk? Everyone will give butter and milk. So Avram Avinu b'schus that he gave the butter and the milk was zoichet to the man. Because Avram Avinu didn't just give butter and milk. Avinu gave his whole neshama. He put his whole neshama into it. Mamish gave with everything he had. It's a whole different type of giving. And that's the Nadiva slave that we're speaking about. The Pasuk says, Me'esh Kalish Asher Yidvenu Li Boy. You give with your heart. As a matter of fact, Be'poiskim Katuf, Yotel Chashuf, than giving money, is to give an ani the time of day. Many times a person is not in the mood to give tzedakah, doesn't have money to give tzedakah. You can't give him money. But Chach, give him the time of day. Just make him feel like a person. Because a lot of times, aniyim, they feel like nobody. And just that alone is itself yoter chashuv me'anidava. That is the nediva slave that we can all offer under all circumstances. Yesh sipur. I've told this story. Recently someone told it over. Oh, I don't remember where. Yeah. Yesh sipur mehamem. It's a really, breathtaking story. Mehamem. It's a sipur about someone who was one time, he was working in a law office. And they had another office downtown. He was in the middle of a very, very busy, very big negotiation. And he had to go to the other office. And it was a very big rush. And he was in the subway. As he was running through the subway, so there was a fellow who was there who was collecting charity, a homeless guy, and who was somewhere in the station. And he reached into his pocket and he gave him, you know, whatever he had. And he went running away. That was the end, where the person came running after him and he said, you know, Mister, you forgot your pencils. Mister, you forgot your pencils. He says, what are you talking about? He says, I was selling your pencils. He says, oh, I didn't realize you were a merchant. He gave him the pencils, and he went on his way, and that was the end of the story. Years later, he was the same person, standing by a newsstand, and he was like looking at the newspaper. And the fellow behind the stand says to him, hey buddy, I know you. He said, I think you're mistaken, we don't know each other. He said, no, I know you. I know who you are. He said, what do you know me from? He said, you remember one time, a long time ago, there was this guy that was selling pencils in the subway, and you gave him money, and then you forgot your pencils? He said, yeah, I remember that. He said, well, that was me. He said, at the time I was homeless, I had nothing. I was just selling pencils. He said, but when you said to me, as you were leaving, I didn't realize you were a merchant. I said to myself, I'm a merchant. I'm not just selling pencils. I'm a merchant. And merchants don't sell pencils. Merchants sell pencils and pens. And I started selling like all different types of things. And then I opened a newsstand. And I started making more money. He said, and now I have 15 newsstands all across Manhattan. And I'm supporting all these people, all because you called me a merchant. He said, and all this is because of you. The point is that sometimes you could say something to somebody, which could be, it's more important than the donation. It's just the way that you treat him. Than the diva slave. The heart that you put into the nadava. That's what the pasuk is saying here. What Kodesh Baruch Hu wants is nadiv. There's another idea from the Or HaChaim HaKadosh, benogeh to the Avnei Shoam v'Avnei Miluim. We mentioned the question. The question is, Avnei Shoam v'Avnei Miluim should be either before Zahav or right after Zahav. They're very precious, very expensive, probably the most expensive thing given. So the first pshat we said is they didn't give it with their hearts. There's another pshat that Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, that the Avnei Shoam, where they come from? They're in the Mikdash. They're here in the Midbar. Where'd they get the Avnei Shoam from? So it says that, the Medrash says that there are birds that flew them in and dropped them there in the base, in the midbar, and the Nisim gave it. In other words, it didn't come with any hard work. It wasn't something that they had to work for. Kadosh Baruch Hu, it's domeh, and it's similar in its understanding, but Kadosh Baruch Hu is machshiv, the amount of person effort puts into somebody. How much a person works for it. Am Neisham, it was easy come, easy go. You know, the birds just dropped it on their doorstep and they brought it to the Mishkan, and here is the Am Neisham, got it. But people that sweat and worked for something, and then they gave it from their own, something that they themselves accomplished, that's much more chashuv. As we say, lafum tsara agra, according to the amount of work, according to the amount of effort that a person puts in, that's the amount of reward. So Kodesh Baruch Hu's machshiv a lot more, all the other nedivot, which came from their work, than this one. So, the Mishkan, there's something very interesting about the way the Mishkan was built. This week's Pasuk Parsha says, V'osu li miktosh v'shochanti b'socham. In the Mishkan it says that there was something called the Briach HaTichon. The Briach HaTichon was the, like, the foundation or the backbone of the Mishkan. All of the Mishkan was made up of boards, and all those boards were connected by the Briach HaTichon. The Briach HaTichon was this long, like, pole. Where did it come from? Briach HaTichon b'soich HaKroshim. It's Perek Chavav, Pasuk Chav Ches. Briach HaTichon b'soich HaKroshim. Mibriach min HaKotze el HaKotze. It went from one side to the other. Where's the Briach HaTichon come from? The Targum Yoinason says the Briach was from the Eshel Shel Avraham Avinu. It was from the tree of Avraham Avinu. We know Avraham Avinu had a special tree. And that tree is where he would be machnes orach. That's where he brought all of his guests. And that tree, apparently, the wood of that tree was used for the Briach HaTichon. Something very interesting. Why do we have to use the tree of Eshel Avram? What is it that that happens in the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, whatever you want to call it? What happens there? Davar achad, korbanot. We always think about korbanos in the Beis HaMikdash or in the Mishkan. The makriv korbanos. Yesh od davar that happens there is the Sanhedrin sits in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishka. There's Lishka Sanhedrin, the Luchos, the Aroin. So we have Torah and we have Avodah. We have Torah, which is the Sanhedrin and the Luchos. Avodah is the Karbanos. Now we know our Shloisha Dvarim Oilam Oimed. The Oilam is Oimed al Torah, v'al Avodah, v'al Gemilas Chasadim. As the Shelet HaShela, Efo Mofia. Where does there exist the Degem, the Dmus of Gemilas Chasadim in the Mishkan? So Meritagum Yonasan, the Briach HaTichon, the foundation of the Mishkan, was made from Eshel Avram. The Eshel Avram is the tree of Gemilas Chasodim. The Mishkan is a microcosm of the world, which is standing on Shloisha Dvarim, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasodim. Now, Yesh Po Yisoid Nifla. The Yisoid is that Chesed is not just one of the three things, but the basis, the foundation of everything is Gemilas Chasodim. The Briach HaTichon, everything begins with Chesed. The world was created with Chesed. Afterwards, it's Nitztaref, these two things called Avodah and Torah. Kach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bara et ha'olam. Why did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create this world? Why? Why did Hashem create this world? For what purpose? Maya tafkid. What was the purpose of this world, B'chla? Why are we here?
Why Kodesh Baruch Hu create the world? Says the Ramchal, Kodesh Baruch Hu barat olam lehetiv, because he wanted to bestow good. Lehetiv. Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted to do chesed. Olam chesed yibone. This is a very important yesod, I'm telling you. Why did Hashem create the world? Olam chesed yibone. Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world in order lehetiv. Just like Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, it was so hot out that day. And Avram Avinu, there was no Orchim. And it says Avram Avinu was upset. Why was he upset? There's no Orchim. Because Avram Avinu wanted to give. He wanted to be Meitiv. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be Meitiv. So he had to create Orchim. We are all HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Orchim. Olam Chesed Yibone. That is the foundation of the world. That's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world with Midas Hadin. Rosh, Ein Olam Eskayim, Amad V'Shitaf Midas HaRachamim. Midas Hadin is Avoida, Midas HaRachamim is Torah. I'm not going to get involved in exactly how that works, but these are the three things. Now, we see that the foundation is Midas HaChesed. And I want to explain to you דבר שזה מאוד חשוב, which is that a person can do avoida im chesed, person can do Torah im chesed. In other words, that it's a flavor of your avoida. There's avoida that a person does im chesed, and there's Torah that a person does im chesed. There's Torah's chesed al shoyna. There's different types of Torah. There's a Torah that a person does, which is Torah as chesed. And there's a avoida that a person does, avoida as chesed. That's why the foundation of Torah and avoida is chesed. Chesed is something that can define the way that you're doing your Torah. What does that mean? That means there's different types of avoida. There's a avoida that a person does because he knows if he doesn't do it, he's going to get petch. No, he doesn't do it, he's going to get punished. There's something which is called Yiras Oynish. He has fear. He's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu because he's afraid. Amish, you can just tell him to stop. Just tell him to stop. Just tell him to stop. He doesn't have to do that. A person can do avoida because he's afraid. He does avoida because he's afraid. He's not doing it out of love. He's doing his avoida out of fear. That's one type. It's still avoida. Then there's avoida of chesed, which is I'm doing it because I want to be an eved. Ano avedo de kudesh abrichu means a person is proud of the fact that he's an eved. That's one type of avoida. That's avoida's chesed. The person can learn Torah. Just because he enjoys it. There's a Torah which is Torah's Lishma, which is just because I enjoy the Torah. There's another type of Torah. A person learns Torah because he wants to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person learns Torah because he knows this is his way of connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's through the Torah. Like the Bala Tanya writes in Sefer HaTanya that through learning the Torah, you're connecting with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and you're becoming in sync with the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chachma, through learning Torah. The person that learns Torah with the understanding that's what Torah is doing, so that's Torah's Chesed. It's because I'm learning this Torah because I want to get close to you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I understand that's what happens. And then, a person can do Chesed with Chesed. A person can give tzedakah with a sour face. He can give tzedakah in a way that you make the person that you're giving to feel like he's a dependent, that he depends on you. Make him feel like he's that he can't stand his own 2 feet. Or there's a way of doing chesed itself with chesed. The nediva slave is the epitome of chesed. Because you're giving him with your heart. You're building him up. You're giving him chesed. Therefore, the foundation of everything that happens in the mikdash is that it should be done with chesed. So we'll end with one last thought, which is, I think, very, very important. This week, we speak about the different kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Three of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash had on them a type of crown. The Klei Yochar says, if you look, the Aron and the Shulchan and the Mizbeach, all three of them had like a crown, a Zer Zahav Saviv. It's like a little crown going around the top of it, on top. Zer Zahav Saviv, on three Kalim, on the Aron, on the Shulchan, and on the Mizbeach. Says the Klei Yochar, an absolutely stunning vort. Says, Lama, Dafka, on these three Kelim, was there Zer Zahav Saviv? He says, because there's three Ksarim. There's something called the Keser Kohuna, there's Keser Malchus, and there's Keser Torah. Those are the three Ksarim. Three crowns, Ke'ilu. The triple crown is the Keser Torah, Keser Kohuna, Keser Malchus. Keser Torah is the Aron that houses the Luchos and houses the Sefer Torah. So it has a Zer Zahav Saviv. It has on it a crown. The crown is to be Mesamel, is to represent the Keser Torah. The Mizbeach is Keneged the Keser Kehuna. The Kohen is the one that does the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash. He's the one that brings the Karbanos. Who's busy with Karbanos the whole time? The Kohen. There's something called Keser Kohuna, the crown of Kohuna. There's something exalted about being a Kohen. So therefore, he also has a Keser. He also has a crown. And the third is the Shulchan. Shulchan is the Keser Malchus. Something exalted about a king. A king has to provide for his people food, sustenance. Malchus Beis David is called Beis Lechem Yehuda. Beis Lechem Yehuda. The Shulchan housed the Lechem upon him. The Malchus is in charge of making sure that the economy is working well. That's what the Malchus is there for, to make sure we have a decent economy. People have food, they have sustenance. So the Shulchan is the Malchus, is the Keser, the crown, the glory of being a Melech. These are the three Ksar. Aval, Klei Yochar is Nidayek. There's a shinoi, there's a change in the way that it says the three different crowns, the zer. Viazoi, how is that? Katuf, let's see if we can find them over here. Right now I found one of them. In Perek Chof Hei, Pasuk Chof Dalet, V'tzipisa Oysai Zahav Tar, V'asisa Loi Zer Zahav Saviv. That's talking about the Shulchan. The Shulchan had a Zer, the Zer Zahav Saviv. Before that, in Pasuk Yud Aleph, it says, V'asisa by the Aroin, V'asisa Alav Zer Zahav Saviv. Also there is the Zer. The third one is the Mizbeach. And also says, the Asisa lo Izer Zahav Saviv. Pasuk Chof Zayin? Perek Chof Zayin. Perek Chof Zayin, it's far. It's there? Yeah. Vasisa lo Izer Zahav Saviv. Those two both says Vasisa lo Izer Zahav Saviv. Could be there, could be right. Baruchas, Mizbeach, yeah, there it is. Which pasuk? we'll find it, let's see. Mizbeach and Achoshas. No, it's got to be in the beginning. Okay. Perik Lamed? Perik Lamed, Pasuk Gimel. Yep. There it is. Paraglan pasukim of esisalo yzerzav saviv. That's already Parshas Tetzaveh. But Parshas Truma mentions over here the it mentions here the shulchan and the aroin and the mizbeach. The difference is by the mizbeach and also by the shulchan. The lashon is vasisa loy zerzav saviv. By the aroin it says vasisa olav. Different lashon of olav. What's the reason? Says the Klei Yochor, the reason is as follows. He says that in reference to the Keser Malchus, there's a very specific person that is worthy or is a candidate for being the Keser Malchus. Who is that? Only Beis David. Lo Yosu Shevet Miyehuda. Only descendants of Beis David are allowed to be melech. So it is reserved for a very special person. Va'asisa loy, that person can get the Zer Zahav Saviv. And if, in regards to Kohuna, it's also reserved for a very unique strand of people, which is only for the Shevet Levi, only for the members of the Kohuna. No one else can come and decide he wants to be a Kohen. Therefore, it is directed at a very specific person. Va'asisa loy zer zahav saviv. But when it comes to the Keser Kohuna, so who is the one that the Keser Kohuna is reserved for? Who is the only one that can have the Keser Kohuna? Anybody. It doesn't say va'asisa loy. It's not a particular destination, a particular person who has been chosen to be a Keser Kohuna. Anyone that wants, if he dedicates himself, if he makes himself that person, va'asisa alav, when he makes himself that person, he'll also be zochet to the keser Torah. It's not that there's a specific person that it's reserved for. It's reserved for anyone that decides he wants to be that person. It's very famous what it brought down, the Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yoivo. The Rambam says that Shevet Levi really are the ones that are supposed to be learning Torah. They don't have any nachala. They don't have any inheritance. They have nothing to do all day. They don't have fields to work. So what are they doing? They're learning. Says the Rambam, Lo Shevet Levi Belvad, not only Shevet Levi, but any person that decides that he wants, that's nidva ruchoi, which means that he decides he wants to also dedicate and consecrate his time and his life to Torah, so the Rambam, he also can be zoicha to become those that are sitting and learning Torah all day. Therefore, it says, Va'asisa alav, whoever chooses. You choose it, it's your keser. That is the keser of Kohuna, of Torah that is represented in the Aron. In the Maisa, there are two kelim in the Beis HaMikdash that both represent Torah. One is the Aron, and the other one is the Menorah. The Nishalat HaShela, why is it that we need two kelim to represent the Torah? Why do we need two kelim? We should only need one kelim to represent the Torah. Why do we need Aroin and also the Menorah? Huh? So it says the Olam, because there's Torah Shebechsav and Torah Shebaal Peh. which is Torah Shebechsav, the Aroin, which is Torah Shebalpeh, the Menorah. As im kacha, and you would tell a shola shela. Efo, where would you put the crown of Torah? On Torah Shebechsav or on Torah Shebalpeh? Where would you put the crown? I would put it on Torah Shebalpeh. Everyone knows Torah Shebechsav. Torah Shebalpeh is the person who's the chacham who learns Torah Shebalpeh, and he figures out there's the Baba Kama, Baba Metzia, Baba Basra. He learns Yevamos, Menachos. He learns Erevin, Nida, all that stuff. Torah Shebechsav. The Keser Torah is Torah Shebechsav. Everyone's doing Torah Shebechsav. Because at Shnayim Ekrevecha Targum, for sure we all know Torah Shebechsav. That's nothing to talk about.
Why do you put it on both?
Maybe you should put it on both. But why is it only on Torah Shebechsav? And not also on Torah Shebalpeh? So true, it would look a little funny on the top of the menorah, but I don't think that's the reason. Not so funny, right? Okay, boys, so I'm going to leave that you with that, Shaila. Have a good Shabbos, everybody.